I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Information in a federal lawsuit indicates nearly a quarter of Iowa public school students are in districts that have experienced significant COVID-19 outbreaks this year, including Sioux City. The information is from a lawsuit over whether Iowa can prevent school boards from imposing mask mandates. It indicates 11 school districts, including Sioux City, Waterloo, and Muscatine, that have reported more positive cases in the first month of the school year than during the entire previous year. The data made public Monday is from lawyers from 11 parents and the disability rights group, the ARC of Iowa. They are suing to prevent the state from enforcing a law banning mask mandates in schools. State information shows a dozen children ages 11 and younger are hospitalized in Iowa with COVID-19. And Monday marked 2 weeks since the federal judge temporarily blocked the Iowa ban banning mask mandates. Since then, a number of Iowa school districts did issue mandates for students and staff. A new poll is giving insight into how Iowans feel about the law. The latest Des Moines Register MediaCom poll shows Iowans split right down the middle. And ethics officials are questioning whether South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem had a conflict of interest by meeting with her daughter and top state officials last year in the governor's office while her daughter was pursuing a real estate certification. The daughter, Cassidy Peters, was seeking a credential that would open the door to higher earnings in her field. But a letter from July of last year from her supervisor said Peters had been denied the upgrade. Noem's office declined to answer questions from the AP about what transcribed at the meeting, which was held the same day as the letter. Ethics experts said the meeting was a conflict for the governor no matter what was discussed. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.